And we could have chosen Trey Stewart for our Steel Man of the Game, for that matter, too, because Trey was excellent. 8 points, two off his career high. 8 points is his Big 12 career high. Perfect shooting from the floor, 3 of 3, 2 of 2 from three. Trey Stewart, congratulations to you and the boys. Big, big win.
Thank you, brother. That was awesome. Great feeling in this building. So 2-0. I'll take it in here.
You know, talking with Coach Young in pregame, and he said sometimes more than X's and O's, it's just about just being the tougher team. And he felt that maybe that's something maybe you didn't have enough of in Cincinnati. I thought you guys had toughness in spades tonight. I thought toughness was the calling card for this team tonight.
Yeah, no, that was a huge emphasis for us. I mean, we had a really great practice the other day, and, I mean, you practice how you play. And just that mentality, Coach is saying, bring that same energy that you brought to practice. Let's bring that to the game, because that was a huge thing in Cincinnati where, like, we can't be getting back down. Like, we can't have people calling us soft, because at the end of the day, our guys work their butts off in practice. So, I mean, we just got to bring that out. And I guess he always says we got to bring it out when it matters the most, when, you know, the crowd's loud, everything's going, the game's on the line.
And this is a great environment for that, right?
100%, 100%.
The crowd tonight, more than 10,000, almost 11,000 in the stands on this snowy night. How about you? I think this is your first game with multiple threes in a game. Does that sound right to you?
I honestly have no clue on that one.
I think that's right. Either way, you were feeling it tonight. Great stroke. And just your mentality as a guy that might get 1 minute, you might get 11 minutes. Tonight you played 6-plus. You coming into the game, what do you want to get done for your guys?
I mean, I had a really good talk. I mean, first of all, shout out Coach Brady. Love Coach Brady and Coach JL. They've been the ones who always consistently have been working with me.
Jordan Brady, player development director, John Linehan.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. And Kyle as well, GA. I mean, the work hasn't changed for me. It's just been consistent the whole time. So coming in this game, me and JB had a good talk, and he was like, your job isn't to play basketball. Your job is to be ready to play basketball. And that's a very hard thing to swallow, because it's like, no, I want to come here to actually get in the game and play. But your job is to come in. Your job is to be ready when your name is called. It's a hard pill to swallow, but that's what you got to do.
It's a good weekend for you. You got meaningful minutes against Cincinnati. You're seeing the floor a little more, yep. and making plays. Nothing. I mean, that's all you can hope to do, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's great. That's great.
BYU is now 2-0 in a very tough place to play. This is a great building, and West Virginia is building with a new coach, but it's a solid, solid road win, isn't it?
Oh yeah, 100%. And I love Morgantown. I had the opportunity last summer to travel here. And do some stuff for BYU TV, and it was just fun to kind of get around and get to know the environment, the culture of the school, and overall, like, incredible building, incredible fans, and, yeah, enjoyed it.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and get some closing comments with Trey Stewart as we continue from courtside. BYU defeats West Virginia by a final score of 73-69. More with Trey coming up on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Well, the big numbers in BYU's 73-69 win at West Virginia, bench scoring 38-18, plus 20 on the bench. And one of the bench brigade members, Trey Stewart, my guest here courtside. How much do you guys take that into consideration, that you consider yourselves a deep team with guys who can produce up and down the roster?
Coach talked about this. He was saying it's a blessing and a curse, because sometimes, you know, players don't get to play. But it took everyone tonight, as you saw from the game. I mean, you look at Mihai coming off the bench. That was just huge minutes. And just being able to have that confidence of, like, okay, we got to turn to someone to get some energy. I mean, you saw that Cincinnati game. Mihai came in and was ready for it. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have people always ready on the bench.
Okay, Mihailo's three-point play kind of seals the deal.
Great.
What was the call, maybe, or a set of calls coming out of that timeout to open it up for Mihai?
That was not the play call, but Mihai made a great read. He just played basketball. I mean, that's what it is at the end of the day. You come out, it's like a chess match between the coaches. They're trying to change ball screen coverages so it can be different. They're readying the ball screen.
Richie's got two guys on him out front.
Yeah, Richie's got two guys, so then all of a sudden something else is open. So really, at the end of the day, it's just playing basketball, and Mihai did a really good job of making a read.
So he makes the bucket, and that's a three-point lead. So now you probably can't lose a game in regulation, but if he makes a free throw, you probably seal the deal, and he makes the free throw.
And that was just like, felt like 10,000 pounds just lifted off our shoulders. It was like, okay, and then we get in the timeout, and everyone's like, don't foul, keep everything in front of you, and we win the game. And that was what happened.
Okay, so after the loss to Cincinnati, taking a road split home feels pretty big, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it's great. It was a long road trip. I mean, it felt like we were out here for years. it's the longest one of the year, but, yeah, grateful we got that 1-1.
What's quad one win? That's your third one. And, yes, those do matter. At this time of year, you're looking at portfolio and postseason and brackets and all that kind of stuff. And how much do you pay attention to that stuff?
I'm going to be honest, I don't pay attention to it at all. I watch games. I watch a lot of the Big 12 games, see our opponents, see how they play, and just kind of the flow. I enjoy it. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of the game of basketball. But when it comes to, like, all the numbers, all the statistics, very don't care about that. So.
But you know where you want to be in a month and a half.
Know where I want to be. Obviously, yeah. You know the goal, but there's really no point in looking at it, at least in my opinion, because it's like, I mean, you can stress about the numbers, but at the end of the day, you got to come in and execute, and that's all that matters.
Well, this one helped tonight for yeah. sure. And whatever you want to get done, this one helped.
Yep.
Trey, well done to you and the guys. It'll make the long flight home a little more enjoyable.
Oh, yes.
And you want to give a little shout-out to Tom Holmoe tonight?
Yes. I had the opportunity to talk to Tom before the game, and then as soon as he walked out, I opened my phone. And it was like, Tom Holmoe retired 2024, 2025 athletic season. And I walked back out. I was like, wow, I just saw this. I'm so sorry. I was like, I love you. I'm grateful for the like legacy you built. I have nothing but gratitude for Tom Holmoe. He built an incredible athletic program and been great to me.
Well said. All right, Trey, thank you. Appreciate you.